If you weren't here last week, do get the CD from last week, and it'll go very well with what we're looking at here this morning. Jesus has taken you and me on a wonderful journey. He has taken us into death. He's taken us into burial. He's taken us out into resurrection. And he's taken us into ascension and seating at the right-hand side of Heavenly Father. Oh, it was the most amazing journey. If you get last week's CD, that will be good, where we just open that up, that subject up. So the Lord takes you and me through a total transformation. You and me, born-again believers, we are totally and completely transformed into somebody brand new than we ever were before. Hallelujah. The Father crucified the old sinful creature that you and I were. Crucified, that one. And he raised you a brand new person, totally freed from everything that ever held you that was destructive. Oh, this is the truth. You see, when we hear the truth, it sounds so amazing to us, and particularly when we look at ourselves sometimes. But you see, this truth is the truth that you and I have to come into. Praise God. It is the truth. And as long as you and I are not in the truth, we're living in a lie. So we can be living in a lie concerning ourselves and who we really are. And so that's why we're looking at this wonderful truth here. You're totally freed, and I am totally freed from every destructive thing that ever held us. That's the truth. Every depression type thing, every sinful type thing, every destructive pattern. You're totally freed is the truth. And as you and I keep believing the truth, we're going to step in to the actuality of this, which is totally real. The work's been done by Christ. It's wonderful. So he raised you and me up, and he sat you and me in his glorious presence in Christ Jesus forever. Forever. You are permanently, constantly in his, if you're born again, in his immediate, glorious presence at all times. At all times. You see, he sat you down. You didn't do this. Father did it because of his tremendous love for us. He sat you down. He wanted you so close to him. Here's the scripture, Colossians 3, verse 3. You died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. Young people, Jesus had a lovely thing he said one time. He said, I've longed to gather you as a hen gathers chicks. This is what Jesus said one time. So he said, I've longed to gather you as a hen gathers chicks, and to put you under my wing. And I don't know if you've ever seen, I've only seen this with a swan. Anyone ever seen this? A swan. And all the little tiny baby swans, the little cygnets, were all tucked in under the big swan's wings. And that's the picture God has for you and for me. It's a very warm, affectionate. Is that right? This way of Jesus speaking. He says to have you tucked in so close to him. That's where the warmth is and where the protection is and where the safety is. And so he gives this picture here. And this is what this scripture is, that our lives are hidden with Christ in God. Praise God. And the world can see you, but it can't see where you're hidden. Your relatives, your friends, your workmates, they can see you. They can't see where you're hidden. Praise God. But you know where you are hidden because the Lord tells you. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. It's wonderful. The world lives by sight, by the sight of its eyes, what it sees. And the scripture says we live by faith. We're able to see with different eyes. We're able to see with spiritual eyes. We're able to see with the eyes of our understanding, is what the scripture says. We have eyes that can see by the power of the Spirit what the rest of the world can't see. That's why we're so different, because we're able to see something. I mean, it says in Hebrews 2, verse 9, we see Jesus. Oh, we see him. In other words, to us, Jesus is totally real. We see him, we know him, we live in him, and the scripture says you're hid with him in me. I mean, talk about the Father wanting you really close to him. You're wrapped in Christ. And Christ is wrapped in God the Father. My life, your life is hid with Christ in God. The Father has done this because of his huge love for us. He doesn't just love us with a love. He loves us with a great love with which he loved us. He says, I want them all right beside me, where I can care for them, where I can love them, where I can protect them, where I can encourage them. I want them right. I want them at my right-hand side. And so that's what he's done. He's done it for us. Praise God. See, young people, the Lord wants you close to him because he wants to love you and he wants to protect you and he wants to guide you. He loves you. Praise God. He wants the ones whom he loves close to himself. Praise God. Praise God. Now, we want to have a look just for a little while here this morning. What is this life like close to him? Would that be something worth having a look at here from the scriptures? What is this life like close to him? He's placed me there. I'm there forever, eternally secure. The scripture says that when he appears, when Christ appears, is he going to appear again? We appear with him. Why? Because we're in him. We're seated with him. When Jesus comes back, we all come back with him. I mean, it's split second. If our bodies are buried on the earth, they're raised and joined instantly. New bodies, we appear with him. Jesus does not appear without us. He appears with us. Praise God, because we're with him forever. By a gift, by a free gift, it's wonderful. Now, we're looking at what is this life like close to him. Colossians 1 verse 19 says, it pleased the Father that in Christ all the fullness should dwell. So the person that's born again, the person that's in Christ, is in all his fullness. Everything that Christ is full of, you are in the center of all that fullness. I mean, glory to God. Glory to God. We're in the fullness. We're co-heirs with Christ, you see. Everything that he's full of, I'm in the center of. I'm not trying to be full. I'm not trying to be full. I'll try and fill myself up with a little more patience or something. No, I'm living off of him who's full. This is the rest. I'm living off, he's got all the fullness, he's got all the patience, he's got all the love, he's got all the kindness, and so I'm going to live off that. Glory to God. I'm not going to try and come up and try and be a bit kinder. I'm going to live off the magnificence of his kindness for myself and for those around me. Praise God. Praise God. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm alive with Christ. I'm alive with Christ. The life you see in me is the life of Christ. We're alive with him. alive with all his fullness. Now look at verse 14 of Colossians 3. It says, put on love. Put on love. You see, you're actually right in the center of all his love, of all Christ's love. Now the scriptures say, put it on. So in other words, what does that mean? It means I've got to lay hold on this. I've got to believe this. I've got to take this. I've got to draw this from Christ to live in the fullness of it. Is that right? Praise God. So put on love. Actively see myself in the love of God, in the fullness of that love. Praise God. You and me, new creations, we're hid in the center of the fullness of unchanging love. I mean, this love is so huge. This love is so vast, you can't measure, ever get any kind of measurement on the extent of this. It's the fullness of God himself, and you and I are right in the center of that. Glory to God. In the center of his devoted love for you through every circumstance of life. I mean, is that what we were hearing in the prophetic word there this morning? Praise God. There's plenty for me. There's all the love I'm ever going to need, all the assurance, all the care, all the grace, all the love. Everything that I'll ever need is there in such fullness that it can overflow through me to those around me. There's loads for you and loads for everyone around that you come in contact with. Is that wonderful? They can all be in the benefit of this wonderful life. See, just think of any circumstance or any person or any situation that causes grief to you or causes upset to you. There are circumstances in life that are not too pleasant, things that can be experienced in life. Just think of what the things are that throw you, that upset you. Because the love that you're in the center of is so more powerful than anything you could ever experience. It's so much more powerful, you see, than any challenge in this life. My life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. When faced with a challenge, the question is, where will you and I live? The choice is with us. I can live right in the middle of all this upset and all this thing and all this confusion, all this uncertainty. I can live in the middle of that, or I can choose to identify and to live in my true position, hid with Christ in God. Glory to your name. The choice is ours. See, that's why it says, put it on. Reckon yourself in the center of all this truth. Many Christians have never even heard this, let alone live in it. My goodness me. The Holy Spirit opens up the scriptures to us if we're willing. Praise God. You see, in the one place I'm going to be thrown around, upset, fearful, and worried, in my true place hid with Christ in his love and in the center of his peace, wisdom for the way forward starts to come to me. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's wonderful. Wonderful. Somebody that I was speaking to, that's they're going to lose the house they live in. And that's quite a fearful situation to be in. They have to sell up and move out of this house. And so they got into the scriptures and they found, I will dwell forever in the house of the Lord. This is a scripture they found. I'll dwell forever in the house of the Lord. Totally settled. Totally settled. They said, we have a house. We have a house to live in. Glory to God. Is that wonderful? This is the reality of this. Look at verse 12. We're all in Colossians 3. Put on tender mercies. I've got to put this on. You've got to say, this is real, Father, and I'm having this, and this is where I choose to live. That's what put on means. See, if I have a warm coat and I never put the coat on, it's no use to me, is it? Well, you see, we have the warm coat, Christ Jesus, the Lord. The question is, will we put the coat on? Glory to God. Will we choose to live in this? Will we be a shock to the world around us? They say, what are they in? What are they on? That they're so free, right in the middle of stuff that can be quite challenging in life. Praise God. We're in the center of tender mercies. Wow. I'm living off the fullness of Christ's tender mercies. The scriptures talks about the multitude of his mercies. Oh, the multitude. You'll never get to the end of the mercy of God. And the mercies are tender. Tender. I mean, is it lovely to be treated tenderly if you're raw and, you know, you've gone through some stuff and you've blown it and done the wrong thing, sinned and displeased God, and you come to the tender mercy. You come repentant. You say, Father, that was sin. You come repentant, but you're coming to the one full of tender mercies, Jesus. Jesus. I mean, to be handled like this by Christ. Tender, tender mercies. He out of his tender mercy comes forgiveness, comes restoration, comes power to live a different way. It's wonderful. There's enough mercy for you. When you've been treated mercifully by God, and you're faced with somebody who needs mercy, his mercy flows to them. This is a beauty. It's not for us alone. It's for us and everyone we come in contact. He's full of kindness in the face of our struggles. What things you find difficult? What things you find difficult, he's there to help you. See, young people, I found some things at school difficult. I found certain studies difficult. I found sport difficult. Some of you may love sport. I found it difficult. And when I was stuck on the rugby team and I saw a great big heavy bloke coming for me to get the ball from me, I said, here you are. I said, no contest here. I value my face and my teeth and my ears. What do we struggle with? You see, the tender mercies. Lord, the compassionate mercies. Look at verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. You and I are hid with Christ Jesus, who is peace. The truth is, God has put me into the very center of all peace, Christ Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Now, notice that you're called to this. So you put it on. I call you into all this. This is the Father. This is what he's doing this morning. He's calling us into all this. He says, put this on. He says, this is how I want you to live. I want you to live at my right-hand side, full of confidence. Trust in me. Put on the... I call you out of fear. I call you out of the worry, the anxiety, into my peace. You died to all that. And your life is now hid with Christ in God. I'm in the center of eternal, undisturbable peace. I mean, nothing as ever rocks God, shakes God. Nothing moves him from undisturbed peace. And he calls you to live in the center of that. Praise God. You see, we have the choice to let fear, worry, and anxiety rule, or let this peace of God rule. You just have to sit with him and say, right, Lord, there's been all this stuff going on, but I'm stopping now. And I'm going to sit down in your presence, and I'm going to believe, and I'm going to put on what you say concerning me right now. Glory to God. You see, peace is me at rest. Peace is my emotions at rest, my mind at rest. It's a stillness and a settlement, and it's a quiet all on the inside. Do you remember when there was that great storm? Do you remember that? On the sea. And after the storm, when Jesus stood up, it says there was a great peace. A great peace. That's where he's designed for you to be, in the center of a great peace. Thank you, Jesus. The challenges are real. The circumstances are real, but you're in a great peace. Hallelujah. And you see, when the Lord gets you to a peace and a settlement and a rest with him, that's when he can start to give you the wisdom what to do. Because he's got the answer. It's not that he's not concerned about the challenge. He is concerned about the challenge. But if you're all over the place, you can't get the wisdom. But if he settles you in the peace and in the stillness and in the quietness, then the ideas start to come. Oh, gosh, Lord, never thought of that. Ideas start to come. Answers start to come. You think, Father, that is wonderful what you have to say. Look at verse, we're just finishing now. Look at verses 1 and 2 of Colossians 3. If then you were raised with Christ, anyone been raised with him? If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. See, I'm to seek the love. I'm to put on the love, the peace, the kindness, the beauty of this presence that I can sit in. Verse 2, set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. Yes, we give proper attention to everything that's put into our hands to handle and to steward and to care, but our mind is set on things above. So everything that we're doing on the earth is being governed from this place of seated above with him. Can you see it? And so we end up handling things peaceably, and we end up handling things with the wonderful wisdom of God that he gives to us, because he speaks to us and explains what we're to do. Praise God. You're raised with Christ, seated with him, at the right hand of God. So set your mind to that. Ever see concrete set? Can't move concrete that's set, can you? Our mind's to be set in the same way. So I go out into my day with my mind set. Praise God. It's wonderful. Set your mind to that, to the fullness of Christ that's available to you. The fullness of his love. The fullness of his tender mercies. The fullness of his kindness and peace and patience that you're hid in the very center of. It's wonderful. We'll break bread now. And you can just enjoy, some time with him. And that'd be absolutely great. Dave, would you break the bread there this morning, please? And if the service could come forward and enjoy this wonderful position that you're in. You will never be moved out of this position. Father has placed you there. From the first moment you got born again, Father placed you right there. What we're doing over these years is we're discovering the fullness of what we're really in. And we're bringing our mind into line with it. And now we can enjoy the benefits flowing to us from Christ. So you have your special time with the Lord as we break bread this morning.